federal judge has ordered the Department of Energy to release information on meetings of the Energy Task Force led by Vice President Dick Cheney. The order came in response to a Freedom of Information lawsuit filed by the Natural Resources Defense Council. NPR's Greg Allen is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
U.S. District Judge Gladys Kessler has ordered the Energy Department to turn over the names of people and groups who met with the Energy Task Force. So it's not against Cheney, it's against the Energy Department.
That's right. Under the law, apparently, the NRDC is not allowed to actually sue the White House for this kind of information. They had to keep their request to the Department of Energy. The NRDC says it wants to know who the Energy Department staffers on the task force were talking to as they developed the Comprehensive Energy Plan. And the NRDC first asked for the names from the task force, who they were talking to last April, even before the energy plan was released or finished, for that matter. At that point, the Department of Energy gave them a few form letters, and the judge looked at those and said they were virtually meaningless. Then in the fall, as the Enron collapse became front page news, many people began asking, what role did Enron play in the development of the energy policy? We know that former Enron chairman Ken Lay attended some of the meetings. The NRDC says it wants to know if big companies unduly influence the development of the energy policy. And it's an energy policy, of course, they say they don't like. They say it gives billions of dollars in taxpayer subsidies to coal and oil companies and to nuclear power generators.
And this is certainly not the only lawsuit trying to get that information.
That's right. You know, you'll recall last week the General Accounting Office, which is part of Congress, they filed a similar suit. In the GAO suit, they're looking for a list of all contacts between individuals and groups and members of the task force. And that would include White House officials like Vice President Dick Cheney. Also, there's a conservative watchdog group, Judicial Watch, which has at least two suits outstanding. And in fact, they're back in court today with both suits for two different hearings to try to get some of the same information about who met with the Energy Task Force and what they talked about. And in her order, Judge Kessler noted that the Department of Energy has received at least 10 other Freedom of Information requests similar to the one filed by the NRDC.
And what does the White House say about the judge's order?
Well, up to now, Vice President Cheney, who led the task force, has been pretty adamant in saying that this was a body made up of government officials. And he says that when they're working on making policy, he and President Bush have to be able to talk to whoever they want to talk to and not have to worry about all the discussions and deliberations being made public. And that's what administrations have been pretty much saying in news conferences and on talk shows. But in court, the arguments are not so broadly constitutional. In the GAO suit, for example, the administration says that the body, the GAO, simply doesn't have the authority, the statutory authority, to compel the White House to turn over the information. In this NRDC suit, the government didn't refuse to turn over the information. They just asked for more time to process the request, which they said was, you know, 7,500 pages, 2,100 documents. The judge, Judge Kessler, wasn't hearing it. She had strong words for the government lawyers. She said the government had been, quote, woefully tardy. They moved at a glacial pace and that they had no legal or practical excuse for the excessive delay in providing the documents. The Energy Department says it intends to comply with Judge Kessler's order. A department spokesperson says they always intended to comply, and they're working now diligently to do so.
When are they going to do that?
March 25th is a deadline set by Judge Kessler. She says she expects to see the vast majority of documents turned over by that time, although there may be a discussion of whether the government has to turn over everything that the NRDC wants. There may be information that the judge rules the government will not have to turn over because it's what they call privileged material.
And the energy plan, what happened to that?
Well, it's in Congress. The House passed a version of the plan last summer. The plan is basically a series of proposals the administration says would lessen U.S. dependence on foreign oil and increase domestic production. There are also initiatives to encourage new power plant construction, including nuclear plants. There are also measures to promote conservation and alternative fuel research. But probably the most controversial part of the plan is the proposal to open the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, ANWR, to oil drilling. As I said, the House passed its version last year. The Senate is scheduled to take it up any day now. For backers of the plan, this may not be the best time to release details about who the task force met with and what they talked about in putting the plan together.
NPR's Greg Allen.